A basketball in my hands is worth about $19, but a basketball in Michael Jordan's hands was worth about $33 million. You see, it depends on whose hands it's in. A baseball in my hands is worth about $6, but a baseball in Roger Clemens' hands was worth about $475 million. See, it depends on whose hands it's in. A tennis racket is useless in my hands, but a tennis racket in Andre Agassi's hands was worth hundreds of millions of dollars. It just depends on whose hands it's in. A rod in my hands will keep away an angry dog, but a rod in Moses' hands parted the mighty sea. It depends whose hands it's in. A slingshot in my hands, well, it's just a kid's toy. But a sling in David's hand was a mighty weapon. It depends whose hands it's in. For me, two fish and five loaves of bread. My hands, it's a couple of fish sandwiches. But two fish and five loaves of bread in Jesus' hands fed thousands. It depends whose hands it's in. Nails in my hands might produce a birdhouse. But nails in Jesus Christ's hands produced salvation for all who would place their trust in him. You see, it depends whose hands it's in. Galatians 2:20 says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, not yet I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Galatians 2:20. Galatians 6:14, God forbid that I should boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. My friend, this day, as we consider whose hands this entire life is in, consider Isaiah 53:5, he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. The message of the cross, Paul would say to the church in Corinth, 1 Corinthians 1:18, the message of the cross, the message of those nails in the hands of Jesus is foolishness to those who are perishing. What does that word perishing mean? In the original Greek, it is the being cast away from the presence of God forever and forever. My friend, think about it. There is a heaven to be gained. There is a hell to be avoided. The message of the cross, Paul would say, is absolute and utter foolishness. To who? To those who are perishing. To those who are being cast away forever from the presence of God when this life is over. But to us, oh, but to us who believe that in his hands nails mean salvation, to us who are saved, the cross, it's the power of God. Heavenly Father, thank you. It does depend on whose hands it's in. He's got the whole world in his hands, and he took my sins, and he nailed them to the cross. I pray for my friend listening in right now that in his life, in her life, if they have never made peace with you through Jesus Christ, giving their sins to be nailed to the cross, I pray that today would be the day of salvation. And for those of us who do know you, I pray that this would be the day that we would boldly proclaim the good news, the message of the cross, for it's the power of God unto salvation. And I pray that we would speak it in love and that we would do it boldly, that others would know you too. We ask it to the glory of Jesus. Amen.